From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. LSU baseball returns to Omaha. The purple and gold convoy is rolling north right now toward one of America's greatest cities, Omaha, Nebraska. It's home to the College World Series beginning today on Friday. LSU is going to play the final game of the four opening round games on Saturday night at 6 p.m. against SEC foe, the Tennessee Volunteers. For nearly 40 years, the city of Omaha has come to love the LSU baseball team just as much as LSU fans love to make that 1,000-mile trek from the bayous to corn country in early June every year. Omaha is home to nearly 500,000 residents and sits in the middle of America's farming heartland. It's also one of the best cities in America to go get you a good steak, too. LSU fans have made fast friends in Omaha over the years by bringing their entertaining tailgate talents and seafood gumbo to mid-America. Tiger fans love to party, and they eagerly welcome the Omaha locals to become temporary LSU supporters. Visitors to the Tiger tailgates love to sample a little bit of that unique Cajun cuisine and share a brew with the friendly bunch from Baton Rouge. The city of Omaha has grown to love the large contingent of Bayou Bengal fans, beginning with LSU teams that started making appearances in the College World Series in the 1980s. Under legendary baseball coach Skip Berkman, LSU then won five national championships in Omaha during a 10-year span from 1991 through the year 2000. The Tigers always turn Omaha into a more festive place over the years when LSU is in the eight-team field. When I had to make a visit to Omaha for work in February in Omaha about 20 years ago, I was kind of surprised about how many people asked me, a Louisiana native, about LSU sports. Many of the Omaha locals have now been converted into LSU Tiger fans. It's true. This Saturday night at 6 p.m., you can expect the majority of Omaha residents in attendance for the game to be pulling for the LSU Tigers. And LSU fans have nurtured this relationship with the Big Red Nebraska fans over the years. If the University of Nebraska is not in the field at the College World Series, most of the locals are going to adopt the purple and gold of LSU. For the longest time, the College World Series was played in venerable Rosenblatt Stadium, located just outside of downtown Omaha. The old ballpark was loved by the fans and players alike. The spectators sat close to the action and added to the noise and excitement factor of the ball game. After being expanded several times, the NCAA finally let the city of Omaha know that larger stadium venues in other cities were more than willing to be host to this annual baseball event. Now, Omaha understood what they were saying, and they responded with a new 24,000-seat downtown baseball stadium about a decade ago. The new stadium has a new name, too. The former TD Ameritrade Park is now called Charles Schwab Field. The reason? TD Ameritrade was purchased by, yes, Charles Schwab. And the locals are now calling the baseball stadium the Chuck. This circular stadium allows the fans to walk all the way around the perimeter of the field. It definitely features more services for fans than Rosenblatt Stadium, but it lacks the character of the old field. The outfield fences are much further away from home plate, too, and there's more room for defensive plays to be made around the fringes of this larger stadium. Translated, the new baseball stadium in Omaha is a pitcher-friendly ballpark. And traditionally, LSU is known for hitting a lot of home runs and scoring runs in bunches. Gorilla Ball helped the LSU Tigers dominate the College World Series at the former ballpark back in the 1990s. LSU's most recent national championship came in 2009, but that was still 2 years before this new ballpark had opened. This weekend, LSU fans are coming back to what they call Alec Box North as the Tigers pursue their seventh national title and first one in this new ballpark. And LSU can count on the natives of Omaha to be tailgating right there with Tiger fans all weekend long. Though the advance ticket prices in Omaha for the College World Series are fairly reasonably priced, word has it that $100 will not be able to fetch a decent bleacher seat for a few of this weekend's opening round of games, especially the LSU-Tennessee game on Saturday night. All of the College World Series games will be televised by ESPN. So let's run down each of the eight teams involved this year and the Friday and Saturday night slate of games for the College World Series. Game number one, Friday, 1 p.m., it's Oral Roberts, 51-12, against the Big 12 representative, TCU, at 42-22. Now, if you like rooting for underdogs, the Golden Eagles from Tulsa are your team. ORU is appearing in its first College World Series since 1978. Oral Roberts is also just the third team with a number four seed out of four teams to advance all the way to the College World Series. That's quite an accomplishment. Those other two teams were Fresno State back in 2008 and Stony Brook, hey, remember them, LSU, from 2012. Keep an eye on ORU center fielder Jonah Cox. He enters the game with a 47-game hitting streak and is batting a nifty 420. Winners of 21 of their last 22 games, the Golden Eagles of Oral Roberts are quite excited to be flying into Omaha this weekend. Now, their opponent in Game 1 is TCU. Now, the Horned Frogs were the beneficiary of some very good fortune during the Super Regional play. Indiana State, their opponent, was the higher-seeded team, but the school in Terre Haute, Indiana, had committed its sports facilities to a Special Olympics event for that weekend. So the series was moved to Fort Worth, Texas, the home of TCU, and the Horned Frog fans helped propel their team to victory and into Omaha. This is going to be TCU's sixth appearance at the College World Series. Now the nightcap, game number two on Friday night at 6 p.m. Central, will feature Virginia at 50-13 against the SEC's Florida Gators at 50-15. The coach of the Virginia Cavaliers was raised just across the Missouri River from downtown Omaha in the town of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Brian O'Connor loved attending the baseball games at the College World Series as a youth. He said, quote, "I just have so many fond memories of that old stadium at Rosenblatt. But listen, Charles Schwab Field is a crown jewel. It's the mecca of college baseball, and this is what coaches and players dream about. So I'm excited for our players that they have an opportunity to play in this great stadium." Now, much like LSU, the Florida Gators of the SEC have been a frequent visitor to Omaha during the month of June. The Gators are making their eighth College World Series appearance in the last 16 seasons under head coach Kevin O'Sullivan. Florida took out another SEC team last weekend with a Super Regional sweep over rival South Carolina. Now, looking ahead, Florida and LSU have not played a game against each other during the regular season or the season-ending SEC tournament. They might see each other soon. As we move into Saturday's two games, let's start with game number three, Saturday at 1 p.m. Central. It's Stanford at 44-18 against Wake Forest at 52-10. Now, the Stanford Cardinal comes into Omaha riding a little lucky streak. The Cardinal won their Super Regional game number three against the University of Texas 9-8 as a ninth-inning fly ball into the outfield was lost in the lights by a Longhorn player. It was really sad. Stanford is no stranger to Omaha, though. The team is making its 19th College World Series visit. The Cardinal won back-to-back championships back in 1987 and 1988. The national top seed for this year's tournament, though, is Wake Forest of the ACC, and they have played up to their seeding so far. The Demon Deacons are making their very first appearance in Omaha since 1955, 68 years ago. Wake Forest has plenty of long ball power on offense, too. Third baseman Brock Wilkin hit 30 round trippers this season and is now the ACC's all-time home run king with 70 home runs and counting. Wake Forest coach Tom Walter is now in his 14th year. He was previously the head coach at the University of New Orleans from 2005 to 2009, and he took the Privateers to the College World Series twice during his time as coach in the Crescent City. And that brings up the final first-round game, game number four, Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central. It's the University of Tennessee at 42-20 against the LSU Tigers at 48-15. The Tennessee Oma Vols, as they call themselves, have been to the College World Series twice in the last 3 years. Led by their fiery coach, Tony Vitello, Tennessee earned its way to Nebraska by winning on the road in the Clemson Regional and then last weekend in Hattiesburg at the Southern Miss Super Regional. After a mediocre 16-14 SEC regular season record, the Tennessee Vols have caught fire at just the right time coming into Omaha. They were last year's number one seed, and this year's Tennessee squad is playing with a lot less pressure on the team entering the College World Series. Watch out for them. The LSU Tigers beat Tennessee 2 out of 3 SEC games earlier this season in Baton Rouge. This year's Tiger team has 8 players, count them, with 10 or more home runs, as this team hit 133 dingers over the entire season. LSU's 2-time SEC Player of the Year center fielder Dylan Cruz is hitting .434. That's good for number 3 in the nation, and he's second in the nation in runs scored at 89. Pitcher Paul Skeens led the SEC in wins with 12, strikeouts with 188, and earned run average with only 1.77 runs per game given up. Both of these players are juniors, and they're going to be selected early, possibly number 1 and number 2 overall, in the upcoming Major League Baseball player draft in early July. And don't forget about sophomore third baseman for the Tigers, Tommy White. He's hitting .377 and leads LSU with 26 home runs and 97 RBIs. 8 of the best college baseball teams in the country are ready to play ball in Omaha. It's Batter Up at the Chuck. I'm Swamp Swami.